wholesale beef prices continued to gain Friday. Despite economic challenges, USDA increased expectations for U.S. beef and agricultural export value this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the Memorial Day weekend and the 31st of May. Wholesale beef prices gained on Friday, heading into the unofficial start of grilling season. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.45 higher Friday afternoon at $265.42 a hundredweight. Select was $2.07 higher at $246.50. Firmer beef prices helped live cattle futures close an average of 22 cents higher, except for an average of 18 cents lower in the front three contracts and unchanged in April. They were an average of 48 cents higher week to week on Friday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 67 cents lower on Friday, from 35 cents lower in New Spot August to $1.02 lower amid continued light trade and under pressure from higher corn futures once again. However, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.53 higher week to week, despite the previous week's bearish cattle on feed report. Corn futures closed 10 to 12 cents higher through July of 23, and then mostly 4 cents higher, presumably helped along by dry weather in South America. Soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents higher. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were $1 lower in the Southern Plains at $137 a hundredweight, steady to $2 lower at $140 in Nebraska, and at $140 to $142 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $3 lower in Nebraska at $223. The previous week, dress prices were $223 to $227 in the Western Corn Belt, and live prices in Colorado were $142. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 644,000 head was 36,000 head fewer than the previous week, but 14,000 head more than the same week last year. Estimated year-to-date total cattle slaughter of 13.63 million head was 92,000 head more, or 0.7% more than the same period last year. Estimated year-to-date total beef production of 11.36 billion pounds was 101.5 million pounds more, or 0.9% more than the same time last year.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Friday for the second consecutive session, helped along by one sign of easing inflation. The Core Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, excluding food and energy, which is closely watched by the Federal Open Markets Committee, was 4.9% higher than a year earlier, but eased from year-over-year increases of 5.1% to 5.3% the previous 3 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 575 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 100 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 390 points. The global economic outlook for 2022 remains positive, but previous growth projections are moderated due to trade disruptions, rising energy costs, rising inflation rates, and commenced tightening of monetary policy, according to the latest quarterly outlook for U.S. agricultural trade from USDA's Economic Research Service and Foreign Agricultural Service. Compared to the previous outlook, ERS and FAS analysts lowered projections for this year's world gross domestic production to 3.6% from 4.4%. They explain the Russian invasion of Ukraine has presented new challenges to global economic growth, with the conflict and resulting responses further elevating energy prices, most immediately impacting the European market. They add that continued supply chain constraints and complications remain a significant global growth headwind. Central banks are expected to respond to rising inflation rates by implementing contractionary monetary policy, and the tightening of monetary policy typically presents challenges to economic growth in the short term. U.S. GDP was forecast at 3.7% versus 3.8% in the previous report. Even so, U.S. agricultural exports for the fiscal year of 2022 are forecast at a record $191 billion, up $7.5 billion from the February forecast, led by increases in corn, cotton, and soybeans. Overall, U.S. livestock, poultry, and dairy exports are projected to increase by $1.2 billion to $40.4 billion, with gains across all major commodities except pork. Beef and veal exports are projected to increase by $700 million on higher unit values as demand in East Asia is expected to remain firm. At the U.S. Meat Export Federation's spring conference last week, U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said, "To date, demand for U.S. red meat has been as strong as I've ever seen in all of my years in the meat business, and remarkably resilient." But he wondered, at what point do inflationary pressures start to constrict disposable income for the global consumer? That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the Memorial Day weekend and the 31st of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.